This is Zach from Black Breath, and you are listening to the Flex Your Head Show on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, BC.
You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
Welcome to Community Living Show on the NCRA Radio Networks and our full-hour show, flagship station CITR 101.9 FM. Happy New Year's Eve, everybody. Just to let programs note that later tonight, close to around 8 o'clock p.m., we have a New Year's Eve special show that is coming to you afterwards, so right until 11 o'clock at night, and then Timmy is going to take over the radio show afterwards. So I normally would do a special New Year's Eve special, but unfortunately the Timmy guy is going to be filling in after 11 p.m. until midnight. So we're just going to do a little mini version of the show and the top 100 countdown songs of the year as well on CITR. But this is the Community Living Show here on CITR 101.9 FM. I'm I am DJ Ray, or you can call me Kelly or whatever you want to call me. Anyways, I'm going to play you a version of Vision Australia. The version Vision Australia is the second webinar members of the blind and low vision community over there. So we're going to play you not all of it, but parts of it as well. So we'll play you that. So again, this is the Vision Australia webinar part two. Here we go.
Okay, well, welcome everyone to the summer holiday reading webinar. We're going to get started in just 1 minute's time to this event tonight. I'm joined at a long table by four amazing panelists from Vision Australia, and I'll introduce them all to you in just a minute. We're actually sitting in the library at our Kooyong Centre. And so behind us is a number of very interesting looking books, but hopefully you can keep your attention on us tonight. And interestingly, for a summer holiday reading webinar, it isn't that summery here in Melbourne, but we'll try and warm you all up with our great tips and ideas tonight. So today we have four great panelists from our Vision Australia Library team. So starting from my right, we have Stephen Jolly, Library Ambassador.
Hello everyone, great to be with you at an event which is going way beyond the venue, thanks to the technology.
Thanks, Stephen. We also have Jamie Kelly.
Hello, Cass. Lovely to be here and to share this evening with you.
Great. And we have Anne Ford.
Hi, Cass, and hello everyone who's tuned in.
And at the end of the table, we have Anthea Taylor.
Hi, Cass, and thanks for letting me be part of this.
Very welcome, Anthea. So tonight we're going to be talking all things summer holiday reading. So we're going to be talking through our recommended books for the summer, which I'm very much looking forward to hearing and getting a few tips myself. We're going to be talking a little bit about the library and, of course, how you can actually read these amazing books when you're on holidays, on the move, or perhaps by the beach. So I'll remind you that there's two ways that you can ask questions tonight. The first one is by email. So you can email webinar, that's webinar, at visionaustralia.org with your name and question. So that's the email address that we sent the information about how to log in to from tonight. So if in doubt, you can always just reply to that email and we'll get it. The second way is you can send a text message. So SMS, this number, 0438 792 407, with your name and question. So those two ways again are emailing webinar at visionaustralia.org or texting 0438 792 407, remembering to pop your name and question in either way. And we're going to get through as many questions as possible from you tonight, so please send them through. We'd love to hear from you. So we might just jump straight in and think about what are those amazing books coming that we should know about that might be coming up or that are in the library that we should be reading this summer. So we'll start with thinking about what were the five most requested books in 2015 through the Vision Australia Library. Anthea, are you able to share some information on that?
I certainly can. Thanks, Cass. Well, the first book is The Narrow Road to the Deep North by Richard Flanagan. He won the Booker Prize last year for this particular book, and it's one I can talk about because I am currently reading it at the moment. So it's set in the Second World War, and it's about Dorrigo Evans, a prisoner of war in the Japanese camp for the Thai-Burma Railway. And it is very confronting, because it talks about the circumstances and the situations of the prisoners of war, but it also talks about his story and how he copes after the war. And for me, it was quite a good learning sort of experience, thinking, oh yeah, I know a little bit about the Second World War, the prisoners of war, but this goes into greater detail.
Great, so that has been a very popular book in the library this year?
Yes, yes it has, and it was last year as well.
Interesting. So what has been the second most popular book?
Yeah, and the second one, this is one of my favourite books, is To Kill a Mockingbird. And I think people think, oh, well, you know, that was published in the 1960s. Why is it so popular? But Harper Lee published a book this year called Go Set a Watchman, which is set 20 years after To Kill a Mockingbird. So there's been a resurgence because people want to know what's this book about. And To Kill a Mockingbird, it's about racism in the small town in Alabama, and it's about the small town prejudices as well. And it's seen from the eyes of an eight-year-old scout, and her father Atticus is a lawyer and defends a black man against a rape. And also too intriguing in that is this mysterious Boo Radley, who the children think is a boogeyman.
I think that's one of the books everyone is supposed to read, but I haven't read yet, so I think I'll have to quickly add that to my list this summer, especially after that great description. Thanks, Anthea. So what has been the third most requested book in 2015 through the library? Anne?
Well, surprise, surprise, Judy Nunn. One of her books has come up third on the list, and Judy Nunn's one of our very favourite authors here at the library. And the book's called Allianne. And Allianne is set in southern Queensland, and it's about the main character is Big Jim Durham, who builds a big sugar mill for his French wife, Allianne, in a rather ruthless manner. And it's all about the southern Queensland town and the sugar industry way back in the 1881. So if you have read Judy Nunn before, you will really enjoy this next book, and it's been certainly very popular.
Great. And what has been another requested book in 2015?
Another requested book, the fourth one, and this is another book that's a bit like To Kill a Mockingbird, has been around for quite a while, and it's The Thornbirds by Colleen McCulloch. It's been made into a TV movie. A lot of people have read it, but it's still being asked for regularly at the library. And for those who haven't read it, it's about the extraordinary over three generations of the Clancy family, set in Australia, in central Australia and various countries, various states within Australia. And it's one of those very much loved books that just keeps being read over and over.
Fantastic. Thanks, Anne. And so we said it was a top five. So what was the fifth most requested book in 2015 through the library?
And the fifth book is 52 Waratah Avenue by Lynn Wilding. And like The Thornbirds, which Anne just mentioned, it's a family saga. And family sagas are so, so very popular. And really, who doesn't love a bit of a family saga? And this features Laura Beaumont. And she has established a department store, Ashworth's, but she's not well. She wants to know how is the department store going to survive? Do they need to sell it? Do her children come in and take it? She has two daughters. One lives overseas and is a pianist. Another daughter is interested, but she's also suspicious of her sister. So it's about sort of that dynamics within families.
So they all sound like really fantastic books. No wonder they've been so popular this year through our library. But I'm really interested, since we have two library experts on our panel, I want to know what you recommend that we should read this summer. So, Anthea, what do you think we should be reading?
I think, Cass, the books that we're going to recommend are sort of fairly new to the library, and we know they've been popular. The first two I'm going to recommend are in the true crime category, which public libraries around the world, it's one of the most popular genres. The first one is Malat, Inside Australia's Biggest Manhunt, a detective story by Clive Small. And as most of our participants in the webinar will know or remember about Ivan Malat, the serial killer, this is what this book is about. He took his victims to the Bengalow Forest in New South Wales. It was one of the largest manhunts in Australia, and an investigation that absolutely gripped the nation. This is a story about how he was caught, about the detectives that were involved. So it's chilling, it's forensic, it has some compassion, but it's, again, it's the interest that drives it from it for a lot of readers.
Fantastic. And now we've had a question come through from the audience about how we spell the names of the authors. So what I might do, rather than us spelling them tonight, we'll make a list of all these books available afterwards for everyone at home, so they don't have to be furiously taking notes right now, and we can keep hearing those wonderful recommendations. So what is the second recommendation?
So the second recommendation is This House of Grief, the story of a murder trial by Helen Garner, and she's one of Australia's most acclaimed authors, generally of fiction, but she's written this book, the non-fiction, about the supposed murder of the Farquharson boys back in 2005 on Father's Day, when Robert Farquharson was driving his children back to Winchelsea in country Victoria. They drove into a lake and only he as the father survived. So the court case was about, he was alleged to have murdered the children. He was convicted. So again, it looks at the court case, you know, as a man, so his marriage had already broken up, but he and his wife were quite good friends, but they've now, because of all of these circumstances, how they've distanced themselves from each other, how unpredictable the justice system is.
Sounds like a very interesting book. And who is that book by again?
It's by Helen Garner.
Garner, great. And so I'm getting a nice top five recommended read. So what is number three on the list?
Number three is The Dressmaker by Rosalie Ham. Now, Rosalie Ham has written a number of books, and The Dressmaker has just been recently made into a movie, which is doing very well in the box office at the moment. And for those who are wondering about what's the book about, it's about a dressmaker who's learned her craft in France, and she returns to her original hometown in a small country town to to re-engage with the people in her small town. And she meets everyone, and they're all very suspicious of her at the beginning, but gradually she has them all wearing the most beautiful French gowns, but she gradually, things go a bit sour, and she decides to wreak revenge. So it's a very, the movie is doing very well and the book is very well written. So if you like a bit of French class, a bit of country town and a bit of revenge, you'll enjoy this one.
Fantastic. Thanks, Anne. I've definitely seen the ads for the movie, so reading the book's a really good idea. So what is number four on the recommended list?
So number four is Make Me by Lee Child, again, one of our very popular authors. And this is the latest Jack Reacher book. And for Jack Reacher fans, this is the book for you. So at this point, Jack Reacher, he's really got no place to go. He's got nothing to do. So I thought, oh, I'm going to go on a bit of a one-day holiday. It will be fine. But that doesn't go according to plan. He lands in a sort of a very small ghost town, but there's a woman waiting for a missing colleague. There's a cryptic note about 200 deaths. Then there's also the very watchful community. So it's mystery and intrigue, and it really is a quest into the heart of darkness of a town.
Fantastic. So, number five.
And for those people who are science fiction, science fantasy reader, we've got the final book in the Discworld series by Terry Pratchett, which is called Shepherd's Crown. It's another Tiffany Aching adventure, and it is the final in the series. And it once more draws us back into the Discworld, where strange and mysterious things happen.
Okay, so that's Vision Australia webinar two. So we got about two more minutes. Just before we go to our breaks, just to let you know, we are doing a special programming note. We're going to do a special New Year's Eve special throughout the country. And we're going to start from the Atlantic provinces right through until we get to the province of British Columbia. And so far, we have about 10 minutes and 50 seconds left of Namur and Cocos Islands. Some Australians already had it about 4 hours ago. Melbourne, Sydney, Canberra, and 3 hours and 49 minutes ago on Sydney and Broken Hill. So those are the countdown clocks, and we will be talking about that again when we do our 100 countdown. So that's a sample of what we attempt to do. Again, close to 10 minutes and 18 seconds on Namur and Cocos Island. As for Vancouver, we have about 14 more hours and 40 more minutes to go until our New Year's. So long ways to go for that matter. But anyways, The countdown is on for the New Year's, and we will be back again with the Community Living Show on NCRA Radio Networks and on CITR 101.9 FM. I'm Kelly.
Vancouver-based soul and garage group The Ballantines just released their debut album, Dark Drives Life Signs, on La-Di-Da Records. This album has influences of soul and classic R&B and features a range of songs from storming dance numbers to moody ballads. It's hip-shaking, organ-wailing trouble you'll want to get into. Check out The Ballantines' second single, My Place, Your Town, and look out for the official video coming soon.
To understand more about fashion, we asked CITR student executive and fashion expert Jonathan Q what fashion means to him.
Like, it's just aesthetically something that's so ostentatious. Typically. I mean, because of course, I mean, it's also, you know, I mean, when you say fashion, I think people are talking explicitly about consumerism as opposed to someone who buys, like, you know, all the clothes. Let's say, you know, someone buys a clothes.
If you really want to know more about fashion, come on down to CITR in the Student Union Building of UBC and pick up some of our merchandise à la mode. Nous avons t-shirts, sweatshirts, socks, and coffee mugs.
But it's also very aesthetically gripping.
To keep you styling in support of the station you love. Isn't that right, Jonathan?
Well, actually, is it? Because, I mean, you know, I was going to say because of the cultural vacuum that we exist within, but then, you know, really, fashion today is kind of derived from the European idea of couture.
You're listening to the Community Living Show on CITR 101.9 FM and across the NCRA Radio Networks. Of course, this is New Year's Eve special, so we're going to give you the countdown. We've got about 8 more minutes left until Nanmar and Cuckoo's Islands. Before that, you had New Year's on much of Indonesia, Thailand, and Beijing had it around 1 hour and 22 minutes ago. North Korea had 1 hour and 52 minutes ago. Western Australia, as like Perth, had it about 2 hours and 7 minutes ago. Japan had it about 2 hours and 22 minutes ago. Northern Territory had about 2 hours and 52 minutes ago. Queensland had about 3 hours and 22 minutes ago. Adelaide had about 3 hours and 52 minutes ago. Happy New Year's to all my relatives over there in Adelaide. Melbourne, Sydney, Canberra, Happy New Year to you guys. They had it about 4 hours and 23 minutes ago. Small region of Russia, 5 hours and 23 minutes ago. New Zealand had about 6 hours and 23 minutes to go. Christmas, Chatham Islands in New Zealand, 7 hours and 8 minutes ago. And of course, when they had it, Christmas Island, 7 hours and 23 minutes ago, already have their New Year's. We're just about close to halfway, almost halfway towards around the world. All I can say is about 5 more minutes until Nimnar and Cuckoo's Island. Nepal will have it in 51 minutes to go. Afghanistan will have it in 2 hours and 6 minutes to go. Dubai will have it, same thing, 2 hours and 36 minutes from now. Moscow will have it from 3 hours and 36 minutes to go. United Kingdom will have it about 6 hours and 36 minutes to go. And of course, Newfoundland, 10 hours and 6 minutes to go. And Venezuela, 11 hours and 5 minutes to go. Parts of region, 11 hours and 35 minutes to go. And of course, Mexico City, 12 hours and 35 minutes to go. Some regions of Calgary, Edmonton, and Mountain Time Sand Zone, 13 hours and 35 minutes to go. And then of course, our region, Pacific, 14 hours and 35 minutes to go. Alaska will have 15 hours and 35 minutes. Margis, French Polynesia will have about 16 hours and 5 minutes to go. Honolulu, Hawaii, 16 hours and 35 minutes to go. Americans like Midway in those places, 17 hours and 35 minutes to go. And in much of the outlying islands further down, Baker Island, 18 hours and 34 minutes to go. through the New Year's. Woo! That's what I normally do when we're doing the New Year's countdown, and we will be doing that all throughout the night, throughout 8 o'clock, and counting down to our 100 on CITR 101.9 FM. But right now, we're going to play you some more Vision Australia webinar, which is close to about 59 minutes, but we're going to play you parts of it. So here we go.
So for all those Terry Pratchett fans, the book is awaiting you to read.
Fantastic. So they're the five. So all five of those are available in our library at the moment. Is that right?
Yes, they are.
Fantastic. But I heard that we've got a few coming up that you might be able to look forward to this summer. And in fact, there's three really exciting ones to look forward to. Can you just tell us about those?
I certainly, well, the first one I've got on my list is Reckoning, a Memoir by Magna Shevansky. And I've actually just finished reading this book myself. And it is a true memoir. It's a true memoir of her family and herself and coming to terms with her family's history and her rise to stardom. It's a book with laughter in it. It's a book with some sadness in it. And it's one of that memoirs that once you start reading, you really can't put it down. So it's well worth keeping your eye out for it because it's in production at the moment.
Right. So what's another one coming up in production that we can look forward to?
The next one that's in production is called The Great Plains by Nicole Alexander. And Nicole Alexander has written a number of books generally set in the heart of Australia. This one is set, takes us to a captivating journey from the American Wild West to the wilds of outback Australia. And then it takes us through the Great Depression and onward through Australia. So this one is full of characters which are full of life and laughter. And I think people will enjoy this book too.
Fantastic. So that was the two books so far, three books.
And I think Anthea's got another one.
So one more, Ash Island by Barry Maitland. And this features Detective Sergeant Harry Beltry, who previously had a near-fatal confrontation with one of his colleagues. Became a bit of a departmental embarrassment, so he got sort of shifted from Sydney to a supposedly quiet life in Newcastle, but it ends up not being so quiet. There's a bit of crime, a bit of mystery, and there's a body's been found buried just off Ash Island, but there's more. Harry's also got unfinished business. There was a car crash previously that killed his parents, and he's blinded his wife, so he's also looking into that.
Right. So they sound like three very interesting things to look forward to this summer. So they're all coming out over the next summer period?
Yes, so this is the summer 2015-2016, they're all in production as we speak.
Well, I'm very glad that we've got those ones. We mentioned them tonight. I've had Kathy write in and said she's already read a couple of the books that we've mentioned already. So I'm glad we had those three for you, Kathy. I hope you enjoy them. So they're a really great list of books. And as I said, we will have all of those books in a list with the author and their title available for everyone at home afterwards. So don't worry if you missed anything. What I will do is quickly just refresh everyone's memory about who's on the panel tonight for anyone who joined us late. So my name's Cassandra. I work in client engagement at Vision Australia. And joining me tonight, we have Stephen Jolly.
Hi, all.
Jamie Kelly.
Hello, everyone. I've just been enjoying all these new books.
They sound great, don't they?
Oh, wonderful.
We have...
Coming back to just a moment, you got about 28 seconds left of Nimar and Cuckoo's Islands. We'll celebrate it from here, from Vancouver anyway. So 20 seconds to go from Nimar, New Year's, over there. And we're pretty much close to 10 seconds over there now. So 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And, of course, Happy New Year to Nimar and Cuckoo's Island along the regions of Nangan. Can't even pronounce it right. Nepei, Dayu, Nandeli, and Maluling. Happy New Year to you guys now. It's just now 25 seconds ago now, just your New Year's. So, Happy New Year to you guys over there at Cuckoo's Island. Bangladesh is coming up with next on 29 more minutes to go on their New Year's. Anyways, back to Vision Australia on the Community Living.
Anne Ford.
Hi, everyone.
And Anthea at the end.
Good evening.
Fantastic. So we've got some questions coming through, which is fantastic. But what I might do first is just make sure everyone knows how they actually become a member of the library so that they can get all these fantastic books in alternate formats. So, Anne, how do you actually become a member of the library?
Well, all you need to do, you can become a member in a number of different ways. You can either call us on 1300 654 656 and ask us to send you a membership pack, or we can even join you up over the phone. We can do that when necessary. You can also email us at library@visionaustralia.org, and we will send you a membership via straight through you to you via the email. Or you can also hop online to our website and download the membership pack yourself and fill it in and just email it or fax it or pop it in the mail and it will come back to us. We generally have memberships added to our systems within 48 hours, and before you know it, you'll be receiving books or being able to download books and happily reading away.
And what format books do we have?
Look, you can access books in a variety of ways. We access them via CD. Mm-hmm. You can also access them via our 3G player, which is a little like a radio, and it will just play the books to you in your own home. You can also download them yourself, or you can listen to them via our app on your iPad or your iPhone. So the books are available in a variety of ways. You can also borrow books from our Braille library if you're a Braille user, and we have quite a large collection that you can access also.
So the Vision Australia Library is for people who are blind or have low vision or have a print disability. So
that's correct.
It sounds like we have books in Braille and audio for people at home.
That's correct.
Fantastic. And so how do you work out what books you're going to get or set that up?
When you are filling out the membership form, there's a section that asks for what type of material you like to read. And we've got about 105 categories that you can choose from. And for some people that works very well, because that just the books come out to you automatically in those categories. But for other people who like to have a bit more hands-on, you can also access our catalogue. When you become a member, we give you an ID and a password, and you can access our catalogue and choose the books yourself, ask them to be posted out or download them or add them to your download queue, and they will go onto your 3G player or onto your app, onto the app on your iPhone. So you can access two ways. You can have us help select, you can select yourself, or you can call us up or email us with any books, any suggestions you'd like for us to add to your bookshelf so that you've got extra reading or books that you've heard people talking about.
Fantastic. Now, I've got a question that's come through from Michael. So Michael's recently read a book from the Vision Australia collection, so already a member, which is fantastic, called June is a Four-Letter Word by Griselda Spriggs, which he described as a really terrific book. So his question is this: how do I find other books in the collection that would be along similar lines to that one that they enjoyed?
Well, it's Jamie. Happy to answer that, Cass.
Fantastic.
So if Michael wants to either ring us and ask us if we've got other similar books to that type of subject, mm-hmm. or he can go on to our online catalogue at iaccess.visionaustralia.org, mm-hmm. He can log in and he can do a search for that subject or author and look for similar books like he's already got.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a very popular way of actually, you know, trying to find your own books. So the catalogue is very user-friendly.
Mm-hmm.
You can, you know, use the basic search and just type in a subject and look at it that way, or you can do a more detailed search by using the advanced search page.
Fantastic.
And if they're not too sure how to do that,
yep.
they can call us up on the 1-300-654-656 number,
mm-hmm.
and someone will go through that process with them on the phone.
Great. So there's a bit of help there if it's someone's first time going online to order some books.
Yes.
Fantastic.
We're definitely there to help.
Great. And so you've got your books and you've finished reading them. How do you get more books?
Well, you can go online and search for them. You can add them to your wish list so that you can go back and read them later. Or you can loan them by adding them to your loans,
mm-hmm.
So that they'll either come to you on CD if that's what you prefer, or we like people to download them or use our new Vision Australia Connect app,
mm-hmm.
which is now available through the Google Store and also through the iOS Store.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a very simple, easy to use app. At this stage, it just offers you our audio books and magazines. But in February, we'll get newspapers and podcasts, and in June or thereabouts, we hope to add more functionality, including being able to search through the app for books directly. So there's a lot of exciting things to look forward to with the app.
Yeah, fantastic. And so, Stephen, from your perspective, how do you find, you're a volunteer of the library and a member yourself, how do you find using the library to get what books you would like to read?
It's pretty good. I can have my my requirements met. If I'm not sure what way to go, I can talk to one of the staff, and they really are friendly staff. We don't just say that. They're a very dedicated mob, very passionate about their books, as you can hear from Anthea and Anne earlier, and the reader services team really do convey that when they're talking about the books. Now that we have the online facility, that's terrific to use the online catalogue to go and just sort of scratch around and find the books that you want.
Mm-hmm.
And if people have other queries, they can easily contact the library. It's a very thorough and attentive service.
Fantastic. Thanks, Stephen. And now, you mentioned the app, Jamie. We've actually had a question come through very similar, so I'll ask that one. This is from Anna. Is it possible to access the catalogue from within the app itself?
That'll be happening hopefully mid-next year, mid-2016. Anna, we're very excited about that because at the moment you still would either need to go on to the catalogue and add books yourself to mm-hmm. your loans, or ring the library, we can do it for you. I might also say too, for those people that don't have a smartphone or tablet, there are other handheld devices which are very popular, and for a number of years the library have had Victor Streams and also the Plextor Pockets,
mm-hmm.
and they're popular just because they're very accessible. You used to have to download the book from a computer to the SD card, extract it to play the book, but now these devices with the newer models, you can download or stream directly to these devices from your online bookshelf. So it just gives people another option apart from their smartphone or their tablet
mm-hmm.
to access books from the library and also other content.
Mm-hmm. So you must need an internet connection then for those ones
Well,
to
you
work?
Do, yes, but there are some people who don't have internet and they actually go to their local library, and the local library will download content for them and
mm-hmm.
put it onto their device. So there are other ways of getting access to the content.
Mm-hmm.
And if you want something portable, so some people might have a 3G player or a CD player, but they
mm-hmm.
want something portable as well. So they'll buy one of these little handheld devices like the Victor Stream, and they'll go to their local library. So when they're going away, they'll have some books with them.
Okay, we're going to come right back with more on the Vision Australia webinar in just a few moments. But right now, we've got about 20 more minutes left to go for their New Year's on Bangladesh, 35 more minutes to go for Nepal, India, 50 more minutes to go, Pakistan, 1 hour and 20 minutes. And of course, our region will be until about 14 hours and 20 minutes to go. again, summarize some of our New Year's. Cuckoo's Islands already had it about 10 minutes ago. Indonesia had it about 40 minutes ago. China and Korea, North Korea had about 1 hour and 40 minutes ago. Of course, North Korea had 2 hours and 10 minutes ago. Western Australia had 2 hours and 25 minutes. Adelaide had 4 hours and 10 minutes. And of course, Christmas Island already had it 7 hours and 40 minutes ago. So there you go. You're listening to a special Vision Australia webinar on the Community Living Show here on CITR 101.9 FM. We're going to come right back with more in just a moment.
Want to know what's up at UBC? Read the UBC. It's only the largest student newspaper in Western Canada, and it's written and edited entirely by UBC students. The UBC is your source for on-campus news, culture, and sports. New editions come out every Monday and Thursday. For breaking news as well as amazing videos and blogs, check out ubc.ca.
Join us every Saturday from 8 till noon for Saturday's Edge with your host, Steve Edge, as he guides you on a journey to world and roots music, with African, Latin, and European music in the first half, followed by Celtic, blues, songwriters, and Cajun in the second half.
Welcome back to the Community Living Show here on the NCAA Radio Networks. Just about 18 more minutes to go for their New Year's in Bangladesh. 33 more minutes to go in Nepal, 48 more minutes to go for India and Sri Lanka, Afghanistan, 1 hour and 47 minutes to go over there, United Kingdom, London, 6 hours and 17 more minutes to go over there, regions of Brazil, 8 hours and 17 more minutes to go, Venezuela, 10 minutes and 47 minutes to go over there. Eastern Canada, 11 hours and 17 more minutes to go. Central Standard Time, 12 hours and 17 more minutes to go. Mountain Standard Time, 13 hours and 17 more minutes to go. And of course, our Pacific region, 14 hours and 17 more minutes to go till our New Year's Day countdown. So far, we've done Tokyo, we've done Northern Territory, we've done small regions of Australia, New Zealand, and Christmas Island. Now back to Vision Australia webinar session on the Community Living Show.
That's proved to be very popular because these handheld devices are very accessible, and for people that are low vision, they like the tactile buttons and also the talking menus. Mm-hmm. The other good thing about them is that they have very good recording capabilities. So if you want little note takers to record phone numbers and things, they're very handy. Mm-hmm. But the app is certainly proving to be very popular. We're very excited about the app, and it'll be very exciting to see it grow and development.
Mm. I know we have a few of the Vision Australia Connect app users at the panel. I think we've all got it, actually.
Yes, we've all got it,
which is fantastic, especially for the webinar tonight. And how do you find the Vision Australia Connect app to use?
Look, I've got it on my iPhone, and I find it quite good. It's got very large buttons. They're a purple colour, but quite large buttons, so it's quite easy to see, to tap the play button and to rewind. And when it's in portrait, the buttons to touch take up the whole screen. If you turn the iPhone to landscape, it actually, the buttons become smaller on side, but then you can access the chapters. So you can access it chapter by chapter. So, and it's quite, I found it quite easily to use, and I didn't have to ask for much help or any help with getting going with it. It was just a matter of having a bit of a play, and off I went. And once the books appear on your bookshelf, you just tap it once and it starts to play the book within a couple of seconds.
And you actually gave me a really handy hint when you were showing me the app when I first got it, around how you can bookmark the catalogue in your phone and also have the app so you can order your books and then go to the app. Can you just tell me a little bit about that?
What I suggest to people is what they can do is to put the catalogue. You're at the front page to log into the catalogue onto your home screen of your iPad or your iPhone, and then you also have the app sitting on your home screen. Mm-hmm. And then when you're logging in, you just tell it to remember who you are, so you just tap log in. So you immediately can get to the catalogue without having to fiddle going through Google or trying to type in the addresses, just sitting there on your home screen straight away. And then it will just, once you've found the book that you want and you've said, you've told it to add it to your download queue, it jumps straight into the app, and you've got the app right next to it. You just tap the app and you're going.
And can I add to that too? If you don't want to search for books, but you would like to, say, have similar books that you had when you were getting CDs but online, the library can give you an online profile so you can get those same books in your bookshelf on your app. So when you open the app, your bookshelf can be always have three or four books, and if you don't want them, you just return them and get more the next day. So that's a good way for people to get books that don't necessarily want to go to the trouble of searching for their own books.
It sort of cuts out that searching part, doesn't it?
So you'll just get books coming to you?
Yes.
Fantastic. And so I know there are, we've already heard about some of the great recommended books we can read from Anne and Anthea. So how would I go about getting those books on my bookshelf?
So you would either ring the library and the library could add them to your request list or loan them to you. Mm-hmm. Or if you're used to using the online catalogue, you could log into iAccess. Now, a good handy shortcut if you're using your tablet or smartphone is if you open your browser and key in ia.va.org.au, and I'm sure Cassie will give that out later again. That's ia.va.org.au. That'll take you to iAccess. If you haven't shortcutted or if you haven't added it to your screen, as Anne suggested, as a shortcut, log in and then simply search for the book, and then you would use the add to download queue option on the with the book, and then that would put it onto your online bookshelf.
Fantastic. Thanks, Jamie. And just a reminder to everyone at home that there's two ways that they can send in a question tonight, and we'd love to hear from you. We've got some wonderful comments coming through, but please keep them coming. So the email address is webinar, that's W-E-B-I-N-A-R, at visionaustralia.org, and just pop your name and question in the email. And if you're a bit confused about what that email address is, just reply to that email we sent you telling you how to log on tonight, and that will get to us. So it's webinar@visionaustralia.org, or you can send a text message, so SMS, to 0438 792 407. So I'll read that out again for you. It's 0438 792 407. So you can send a text to us. Make sure, of course, again, you put your name and your question in the text message, and we're going to get to as many questions as we can tonight in this webinar. So we're talking all about summer holiday reading, and we've talked about what some great books are and how you can become a member of the library, and started to talk a little bit about the new app that Vision Australia has released. But Stephen, I'm really interested in your perspective on the app. You use it using VoiceOver.
Yes, I do. And I'm quite enjoying it. I like exploring new apps, Cass. It's one of the, this is one of those ones where I was able to get familiar with it very quickly and get to do most of the things that I was expecting it was able to do. A note of caution, this app is no different to every other good app around the place, and that is that it has a bit of a settling in period that's required. This is only the first version of it. Sometimes its performance is not as mature as we would expect, but it's improving all the time, and with future releases it will be really good. But it's no different to anything else. We all have to be a bit patient with new apps, but already what this is doing and the potential of it is going to make it an outstanding facility to use. I like it.
Well, Stephen, can I share some good news with you and everybody else listening? I was hoping by today we would have seen new updates in the Google Play Store and the iOS Store. There is a new update which will improve on some of those performance things that you were talking about. So probably tomorrow morning, hopefully, or Friday morning when you turn on your device, you'll see an update for the app that will improve some of those performance things. And the main thing with it is that just to don't tap on things too quickly. It sometimes needs a little bit of time to work through its processes. When you first tap it to go into the app, you'll hear a beeping sound, and that's because the app is actually logging into it and linking to the online catalogue. So
wait for the beeps.
That's a really good. Yeah. That's a really good feature, Jamie. Beeps while it's moving in, because other times there's just silence with other apps.
And so we have had feedback around, can we turn the beeps off? Which we may at some stage have an option in the settings to do that, but it actually is very handy to have that indication when you can't see, because visually you can see that there's something happening, but unless there's something audible to tell you that things are happening in the background, you don't know. So, because for the whole time, for the app has to sync with our online catalogue, even if a book's downloaded, you still need to be logged in to the catalogue.
I think just, Cass, with regards to the app, it's only been available for some 3 to 4 weeks. We have had over 300 members use the app.
Fantastic.
That's great.
Yeah, really.
So we're very pleased with that.
And so get on. Everyone else to have a go.
Yep, get onto it. That's good.
Yeah. And does it cost any money to buy the app? Is it
free? It's free.
Free. Fantastic. So,
Cass, can I also remind people, the people that like to use our newspapers particularly, even though you can't get them through our app yet until early next year, you still can listen to them through the other apps that you use to, like VoiceStream and things like that. So the newspapers are still available, but we'll be very pleased when you can also get them through the VA Connect app.
And now I've just got a question that has come through from Jennifer. How can I provide feedback about the app?
The best way at the moment is through the library email address. That's library@visionaustralia.org. Mm-hmm. Or you can use the feedback page through iAccess Online. There's a link there to the for feedback. Mm-hmm. In a future app release, there will be a feedback option where you'll be able to send feedback about the app.
Okay. And if someone's having problems using, need a little bit of a hand, can they get in touch with someone at the library?
Please ring me tomorrow.
Or anyone.
We're happy to talk to you.
There's a team of people waiting to take your phone call. So if you've got any questions about using the app, please feel free to ask.
Give them a break, Dave. Don't call too early in the morning. I've got some people sleeping in.
The phone's open at 9 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, they're open at 9.
There you go. All right, so we've talked a little bit about the app now, and you mentioned those other devices there, Jamie. Now, they're something someone would have to purchase, is that right?
We have all the models of the VictorStream in the pocket sometimes in the library. If we've got them in stock, people can borrow them, or depending on how new they've joined, they can mm-hmm. rent them. But they can also purchase the newer models, which is probably better because they get all the newer functions, including Wi-Fi. Through the Vision Australia Equipment Solutions Shop, and they're both available. I think the Linear Pocket, when we've got them, if you're a library member, I think is still around the $350 mark, and the VictorStream is $435 at the moment, but I think there's a summer sale, and I think they're $50 off at the moment. I think they're $385. Now, so that's just something maybe worth checking out.
Great. And now also on the table in front of you, we have another type of player. What's that one there?
That's our 3G player, which is our new online desktop player. And mm-hmm. we have two versions of that. We've got the Wi-Fi version and the 3G version. And that's a bit like a desktop version of the app. Mm-hmm. So that for those people that don't have a computer, we now offer them through the library service the 3G player or the Wi-Fi player, where they turn the player on, it connects directly through the bookshelf, through the Optus network or through their Wi-Fi mm-hmm. to our online system, and they can access their online bookshelf. So no CDs, they can have 5 books a day, and also someone can request books for them if they want to, mm-hmm. and they can listen 24/7, send a book back, they get a new one the next day when they turn on their player. So it's a great service, and it's proving to be very popular, mm-hmm. I have to say. So it just means it's a way of getting direct access to books, no CDs.
Jamie, I just wanted to remind, if people are travelling around during holiday times. Yeah. They can still take their 3G as long as they've got the power cord with them and plug it in if they're going down to somewhere else over Christmas, maybe from Melbourne up to Sydney or Sydney down to Melbourne, as long as there's a mobile phone network close by, people can still take their 3G player with them.
Great, that's good to hear. Thanks, Anne.
And they can also take their Wi-Fi player too, and if they want to, there is a way that they can use the player to download books to the player before they go away, and then they don't have to be connected to Wi-Fi to access their books. So
you can organise yourself ahead, think, I'm going to get Anthony and Anne's wonderful list of books that we just heard, put them on my Wi-Fi player before I go, and then take it away with me.
Yes. And you would also do that with our app. You would download the books when you're on Wi-Fi, so that when you're outside your Wi-Fi network, you're not using up your own data, and then you've got your books there sitting in your app for you to listen to when you're away.
So you can, I understand, you can stream them or download them, is that right?
Yes.
So what's the difference, Jamie?
Well, streaming them means that you're listening to it as you go, like listening to the radio. Yeah. Downloading them means that you're downloading the book, so the actual physical file sits on your phone, and you're not using up any mobile data.
Yep.
Away from your Wi-Fi. You can choose to turn that on in settings if you want to do that, but most people are more likely to want to download the books first.
Great. Thanks, Jamie. Now, I've had a question come through about the app from Judy. Can you use the app on an Apple Mac computer?
No, it's for an iOS device. So it's for a smartphone or an iPad.
Yep.
You can certainly access our catalogue through the Mac, and you can download books as you would on the Windows computer, but there is no app as such for the Apple computer.
And then you could play them through an MP3 player on your Mac, couldn't you?
Yes.
Yeah. So the app's just for smartphones and tablets. Is that right?
Yes, that's right. You can get DAISY software for the Mac and for the Windows PC, which gives you the same functions as the app, but this app in itself might work on an Apple computer.
Okay. And now we keep hearing this term DAISY, which I hear a lot when talking about the Vision Australia Library. Stephen, can you tell me what DAISY is all about?
Just briefly, for those who are not familiar with the concept of DAISY, it's a way of organising the content in a very convenient and accessible way. We used to read books in audio from the start to the back. Think of it like an old, the old style tube of lollies, like the fruit pastels, and you take out the first one, it's one flavour, the next one's the next flavour, and you can't actually get to the flavour you really want that's about five down until you go down those five. Mm-hmm.
We're just going to have to leave it there right now. That is called Vision Australia Webinar 2. When I say summer, it means summer in Australia for that matter. So that's their summer holiday reading over there in Vision Australia. You can go on their YouTube, visionaustraliayoutube.com. Anyways, as for the countdown, we got about 1 minute and 26 seconds left for Bangladesh. North Korea already had it about 2 hours and 28 minutes ago. Queensland, Australia had about 3 hours and 58 minutes ago. And, of course, Christmas Island already had it at 7 hours and 58 minutes to go. Our region, Pacific Standard Time, we got about 14 hours and 1 minute to go. Newfoundland had going to be 9 hours and 31 minutes to go. The GMT going to be about 6 hours to go. And that's pretty much about it. So thank you very much for tuning in to the Community Living Show. So we got about, again, 44 seconds left for Bangladesh. And Honolulu got about 16 more hours to go. And the list goes on. If you want to continue checking out the time and date on New Year's Eve, go to www.timeanddate.com/counters/multicountdown.html. So we got about 15 more seconds to go. So Bangladesh, and here we go. 9, 8, seven, six, five, four, three, two, one. And of course, Happy New Year to Bangladesh in Dhaka, Almaty, Bishkek, Dishamu, and Astana. Of course, I'll be back again around after 8 o'clock. So, and we will.